With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The U.S. Forest Service says it's now spending over half of its total budget suppressing wildfires. That's the first time that's happened in the agency's 110-year history. USDA Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment Robert Bonney says Forest Service scientists predict that by 2050, the amount of acreage being burned will again double.
And the challenge is that firefighting costs also expected to go up dramatically as well. And our projections show, and I think somewhat conservatively, that if we don't address our fire budget challenge, that the Forest Service will be spending perhaps two-thirds or more of its budget on fire by 2025.
When federal fire suppression costs exceed expectations, the agency has to transfer funds from existing programs. A congressional bill under consideration and supported by Montana's delegation would end this practice and treat catastrophic wildfires like other natural disasters. Montana Public Radio will have more on this story later this week. A former Flathead County undersheriff escaped injury when the helicopter he was piloting crashed into a lake north of Whitefish as he was dipping a water bucket to help fight a fire on private property nearby. Sheriff Chuck Curry says Jordan White was the only person on the helicopter and was able to get out of it as it sank in Beaver Lake at about 10:30 p.m. last night. He swam to shore. The sheriff's dive rescue team planned to try to locate and recover the helicopter today. Curry says the National Transportation Safety Board and the Federal Aviation Administration will investigate the cause of the crash. Falls Aluminum Company smelter has a chance tonight to help the Environmental Protection Agency determine whether the plant belongs on the Superfund cleanup list. The EPA is holding an open house starting at 7 tonight at the Columbia Falls City Hall. Cynthia Peterson with the EPA says government agencies and the plant's owners are just beginning to discuss how the plant can be decontaminated and converted to some other use.
We are negotiating to come to a legally binding agreement on moving forward with an investigation about the site to understand the nature and extent of contamination. And information that folks have related to that investigation would be helpful to us.
The plant opened in the mid-1950s and produced aluminum for half a century until falling metal prices and rising electricity rates made it too expensive to operate. The site is believed to be contaminated with various metals as well as cyanide and fluoride. State officials say 15% of Montanans now lack health insurance. That's down from 20% 2 years ago. Montana Insurance Commissioner Monica Lindeen said today that preliminary statistics show that the state saw a net increase of more than 23,000 people with health insurance as of May 2015. Approximately 195,000 Montanans lacked health insurance in 2013 before the final changes required by the Affordable Care Act went into effect. Authorities are evacuating homes as a fire burns in Evergreen. That's about 4 miles northeast of Kalispell. Flathead County Undersheriff Dave Leib tells the Flathead Beacon that five structures have burned in today's grass fire. The Daily Interlake reports that at least one of the damaged structures is a home. Firefighters are attempting to prevent the flames from spreading to other houses, and a helicopter is dropping water on the fire. The cause is not immediately clear. Fire managers in Glacier National Park are now feeling more confident in perimeter fire lines, allowing them to shift crews to removing hazards near going to the Sun Road. The Park Service today said, quote, "There's an expectation going to the Sun Road will reopen sometime during this summer season." The eastern half of the road has been closed since the Reynolds Creek fire broke out July 21st. The containment level of the fire has been stalled at 67% since Monday. Fire crews were optimistic that cooler, damp weather today would assist firefighting efforts. The weather forecast calls for windy conditions tomorrow, with highs in the 60s and 70s for the rest of the week and little chance of precipitation. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management has begun its periodic roundup of horses at the Pryor Mountain Wild Horse Range along the Montana-Wyoming border. BLM officials said today the roundup is expected to last through August. The agency plans to remove 15 to 20 horses from the population of about 170 and make them available for adoption. A federal judge last week rejected a request by an animal advocacy group to block the BLM roundup. The government agency says the target population is between 90 and 120 horses. About 700 horses have been removed from the area since 1971. The U.S. Forest Service has notified a conservation group that Idaho officials won't use a hired hunter to kill wolves in the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness this winter. Earth Justice, in a statement, says it received the notification today from the federal agency as required by the settlement of a federal lawsuit. The letter from Forest Service officials to Earth Justice says the Idaho Department of Fish and Game notified the federal agency of its decision on Friday. The state agency's Wildlife Bureau Chief Jeff Gould says state officials are concentrating on a statewide elk study rather than wolves. Earth Justice, on behalf of four environmental groups, filed the lawsuit in January of 2014, a winter in which a state hunter killed seven wolves in the wilderness area. Family members say it was a standing-room-only crowd of more than 700 for the funeral of a Pryor couple who was shot to death last week. Jason and Tana Shane of Pryor were killed after they stopped to help what they believed was a stranded motorist. A preliminary hearing for the 18-year-old suspect from Wyoming is scheduled for Friday. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.